I don't want to set the world on fire. I expect to sound a little bit like an old gramophone due to the hands-free headphone mic, which is not known for its bassy qualities when delivering audio to your device or ears. I'm in the car, hence hands-free, and I'm driving to Birmingham, Ham. I haven't been to Birmingham for long time, because I can't remember the last time I was in Birmingham. I think it was with Hadley Paul. No, that was Warwick. So I haven't been for even longer than that. But anyway, someone's going to go, it was only the other week, you were with me, idiot. I am going to the custard factory, not to partake in custard, because I don't think they actually make custard there anymore. Maybe in some back room. But I'm going to be at a event organised by Rhubarb Rhubarb for photographers. And if you are a photographer in Birmingham right now going, oh, I don't know what to do, got no work, got no passion for photography anymore. Not that all photographers are taught like this, unless you are a regular subscriber of amateur photography, then you probably do. And I'm just going to stay in, I think, today, maybe do some macro photography of Lego figures, which would make you semi-cool, because that's quite geeky, especially if you put them in suggestible poses. If you are stuck, I think is it tenner? 20 quid on the door? I don't know. But conferences are normally muchos cashos. Obviously, this is it's almost charity, because photographers are all struggling with their livelihoods as everybody becomes a photographer, and photographers are scared to take the shoebox of images out from under the bed and share them willy-nilly. Making sweeping generalisations here. There's obviously a number of photographers doing very well, thank you very much, with their innovative projects and exciting ways of working. Oh, let me just see if I am a tiny bit lost. No, I'm on the right road. Excellent. So, yeah, get over to the custard factory. It starts at about 11 o'clock. It takes me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get into Birmingham from where I live now. So it's quite a hike. I've kind of got to go left a long way, and then turn right and go up a long way, and then I'm there, back Birmingham, massive sprawling city that you can't really miss. Second largest city in the UK, I believe. Might be wrong. So, the hashtag for today's event, and if you are listening to this audio after today, but who knows when today is, unless you pay attention to the text, is hash CWM1. The only reason why I remembered that is I'm assuming it stands for Custard West Midlands. I could be completely wrong. But search that, and maybe there will be Twitterati and other type people throwing out some relevance to what's going on today, if you are really doing badly and can't afford 10 or 20 quid, whatever it is, to get in. Plenty of spaces, I think. It's a theatre, after all, so there's always seats. Standing room at the back, no snogging. I haven't had any coffee yet. God help me when I do have a coffee. I'm going to try and get through an hour's talking, half an hour, and then go shopping around Birmingham, after a bit of networking, of course, because it's great talking to photographers, because they tend to come to these kind of talks and then massive hit of inspiration, ideas, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this, and then they go back to their houses and you never hear from them again. Some of them do good stuff, providing they can release the grasp on their anality gland and realise that you can be a photographer and not just take pictures. You can use your photographic skills, your ability to frame an image, to know where the light is coming from, to talk to someone into posing for a video, for so many of the different methods and techniques. And I'll be talking about some of that stuff today. Today I'm actually going to be talking about money as well, which seems very cold, hard, crass, and slightly more transparent than I'm comfortable with. But I get asked so much So how do you actually make a living, and what do you charge for your jobs, and how do you, it's that guy again, isn't it, that amateur photographer reader, he's always asking the questions, and how do you, you know, what do you charge for certain bits and bobs, and how do you survive? So I'm going to come clean with some of that, some of the numbers, some of the figures. I've been asked to, actually, very reluctantly. There'll be some clients that are like, whoa, 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 don't tell people what we pay you, because either A, we pay everybody a hell of a lot more, or B, it's the other way around.
I have no idea.
You just play it by ear, and I hope I give value, and I have pretty much the same rates across the board, so. Unless you ask for my whisper rate, and we're friends or something like that. Like proper, going out for a drink, you'll pick me up when I'm drunk and carrying me home, kind of, not just someone I know on Twitter. Although most of the people I know on Twitter, I think, okay, enjoy your Saturday. I'm working. Speak to you later.